This is an encore presentation of Roots and Branches and Beyond. New episodes of this show will begin again in early November. In the meantime, enjoy this program from a while back. Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes of music from here and there. We're starting off with a band called the Plaid-Tongued Devils. And the show today is all about a road trip mix. I'll tell you about that in a moment. This is show number 58. Glad you could join us. Back to the Plaid-Tongued Devils. I'm sure there is a fair bit of, dancing at the end of that. That's the Plaid-Tongued Devils. And that's from a CD called Monsteroma. The Plaid-Tongued Devils track there was called the Klezma Mesma. They're a Canadian musical group. They sort of combined Roma and Klezmer and ska, rock and jazz and so on. They're known as the world's only, or at least this is what they say, the world's only klezmer ska band. So it's not a huge pond, I suppose, there. You can be a big fish in it. The music began as an alternative country duet. A singer, Ty Samaka, and guitarist Alan Kolodziejczyk. In 1990, back in then, they expanded to a five-piece in 1992. And they called their music sometimes, when they did this combination of various kinds of music, they called it Roma Klezka Rock. They regularly toured in I don't know, you're sort of digesting that, Roma Klezka Rock. In Canada and the Netherlands, there's actually a Netherlands fan base for them, about five CDs. So that's our start off track. I said this is a road trip mix. You know, when you go on road trips, you just throw a bunch of things together. I used to, you know, back in the days, I'd throw a bunch of CDs in the car if it was a car trip and so on. And you're never quite sure what you'll get, but sometimes it all kind of fits together. And then you come home and decide, well, let me share this, basically the soundtrack of my road trip. So that's what you're getting. I know in today's time, you just sort of throw a bunch of things onto your iPhone or whatever you've got, but I'm still a bit old school. I kind of like that. I like the CD thing. So this was some tracks I've been playing for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, as I've been traveling, and so you get to enjoy it as well. And you could be listening to us on Caper Radio, CJBU, in Sydney, in Cape Breton, and that's 107.3 FM. If so, you're most welcome to be here. I'm glad you're listening. Next up, we have a guy from Peterborough in Ontario. He was a veteran of the North American blues and folk circuits. He first started out, he was with a group called Jackson Delta, somewhere around 15 years or so. He's also since then released a number of solo albums, four or five, something like that. He's had a trio, the Rick Fines Trio. He did a CD with Susie Vinnick as well. He's pulled in a couple of Maple Blues Awards and a number of nominations as well as the awards themselves. The CD, which is called Solar Powered, was written and recorded and mixed in Rick's little solar-powered cabin in the woods, and thus the name. So it's just Rick's parlor-sized flat-top guitar and his gentle, throaty voice. And so that's what we'll hear now. This is a track called Won't Be Gone Too Long.
Well, the geese are headed south and the leaves are on the ground. It's the winds of love tossing me around. Tomorrow I'll be gone, but I won't be gone too long. When I come home, I'll be singing you this song. It's work pulls me away, I got bills to pay. If it weren't for that, you know I'd stay. But tomorrow I'll be gone, I won't be gone too long. When I come home, I'll sing you this here song. Like the moon pulls the tide, like the sun lights the moon. I'm drawn to your light and I'll be back soon. Tomorrow I'll be gone, but I won't be gone too long. When I come home, I'll be singing you this song. Yeah, I'm soon off traveling south. I've been north all the way. You got me feeling like I wanna stay here always. Tomorrow I'll be gone, but I won't be gone too long. When I come home, I'll sing you this here song. You know it's in the light of day. Forget how dark the night. You stop the rain and make the sunshine bright. Tomorrow I'll be gone, but I won't be gone too long. When I come home, I'll sing you this here song. Yeah, I lived in the country, lived in the city too. And I'm not satisfied unless I am with you. Tomorrow I'll be gone, but I won't be gone too long. When I come home, I'll be singing you this song.
And it's Rick Fiennes, something there from his CD that was recorded in his solar-powered cabin, something called Won't Be Gone Too Long. Next up we have, you know, names of bands are kind of tricky thing, they're very subjective and so on. This is a guy called Dave McCann, but his band is called the Ten-Toed Frogs, and I'm sure there's a story there somewhere, although I couldn't dig it up. But Dave McCann was born in Toronto, he's raised in Peterborough as well, so there's sort of a Peterborough kind of link here to a couple of tracks, although this road trip mix came nowhere near Peterborough, as it turned out. So he started this band when he moved to Calgary 25 years ago or so, something like that. That's where he really found his musical roots. And they did about three CDs, sort of delivering what they called honest hillbilly music, not the country schlock or whatever, but it's sort of rootsy music. In about 10 years ago, maybe 2009 or so, he started a band called Dave McCann and the Firehearts. And that's the band that's been releasing a number of CDs. They've got five or six out since then, sort of blues-tinged southern roots music. But I'm going to play a track from the Ten-Toed Frogs era of Dave McCann's work. And this is a CD called Country Medicine. And it's a track that you will recognize clearly because, well, maybe not, but if you ever listen to any British music, this is a version of Locomotive Breath from Jethro Tull. And of course, Jethro Tull was named after a person who invented farm implements.
In the shuffle and madness of locomotive breath, comes the all-time winner, headlong to his death. Oh, he's crawling down the corridor on his hands and knees. I thank God he stole the handle and the train. It won't stop going, no, it won't slow down. Children jumping off at stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he hears pistons pounding, steam breaking on his brow. I thank God he stole the handle and the train.
That's Dave McCann and the Tin-Toed Frogs and their version of Locomotive Breath, of course, that classic Jethro Tull song from their Aqualung CD. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 58. I'm Ivan Emke, and you could be listening on Voice of Bombay, which is CHBB, either 95.9 FM in Norris Point or 98.1 FM in Rocky Harbor. And however you're listening in, glad you could join me. Next up on this little road trip, we have David Francie, and he's become sort of a go-to performer for me in terms of when you're traveling, and he's very inspired by the landscape of Canada and the country itself and the culture here, and so it's kind of fun to be traveling across the country listening to David Francie. He's a Canadian, as I said, folklore singer, songwriter, lives in, I don't know, Elphin, Ontario, or something like that. But he's got three Juno Awards, three Canadian Folk Music Awards, and a whole pile of nominations. He was born in Ayrshire in Scotland, but immigrated to Canada with his family at age of 12, spent a lot of time traveling around the countryside with his family and learning to love it. He worked as a rail yard worker and a carpenter for 20 years or so. He was about 45 when he decided to switch over to a career in folk music, and he garnered great success on the folk festival circuit, still there. No formal training in music, but a wonderful songwriter and a real ear for a tune. And his experiences in sort of working class life strongly influences his writing as well, which is probably why his songs resonate so well with so many people. And as I say, a strong sense of admiration for the natural beauty of Canada. He's got about a dozen CDs out. The last one just came out this year. He's taking a break from singing because his voice has sort of suffered from many years of touring and so on. And he has an art show that's going around to a number of galleries. But we're hoping, I'm hoping, and lots of other people as well, that next season he's back on the festival circuit. So this is from his CD, which was called Rite of Passage. And this is just a lovely song about, it's called Their Wedding Day. And anyway, I'll let him tell the story. This is David Francie. Enjoy.
I could tell when I met them, their hearts were entwined. When she gave me her words and I gave her mine. On that day in September, I was miles away. But I was thinking about them on their wedding day. And that man that she loves, he's the luckiest man. From the moment he saw her and reached for her hand. And she was lucky herself, you could say. Now he's standing beside her on their wedding day. All I saw was a picture of both of them there. She ever so lovely with flowers in her hair. And he ever so handsome in his waistcoat of grey. Now they're standing together on their wedding day. Love can be precious and love can be kind. A light in the darkness we're hoping to find. And I hope it shines on them for now and always. Like the sun shone upon them on their wedding day. And I hope it shines on them for now and always. Like the sun shone upon them on their wedding day.
Lovely song there from David Francie, Their Wedding Day. And next up we have, this is one of the new CDs that I was sort of carting around with me, and I've been playing it for a little while. A guy called Frank Turner, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of him, but he's an English, sort of a folk singer-songwriter from Hampshire. Although he began his career as the vocalist of a post-hardcore band called Million Dead. I don't know if you've heard of them. I hadn't before myself. He then, after they split up somewhere around 2005, he embarked upon a primarily acoustic-based solo career. He has a four-piece backing band called The Sleeping Souls. He's released 7 solo albums while with them. And some compilation albums, and a double album with somebody else, and a bunch of EPs and so on. He was born in Bahrain, and his father worked there as an investment banker. He was educated at Summerfield School in the UK, and then he got a scholarship at Eton College, where he studied along with Prince William. He was in Prince William's class. He went to London School of Economics, he read history, and so he's from a family tradition of peers, a number of sirs on both his mother's and his father's side, merchant bankers and so on. But his politics certainly varies a little bit from that tradition. His first love was the genre of metal music, heavy metal. He fell in love with it. He remains a passionate fan, although he plays a very different kind of music now. It was when he listened to a Bruce Springsteen cassette at the time, I guess, Nebraska. I don't know if you know that. It's a great, great release. It sort of marked a change in Bruce Springsteen's career. He's had many changes, but anyway, he said Frank Turner said that it was a mark of it was a really big moment for him. Turned around his music career, and he went from hardcore punk bands to what he does now. He's played in Canada a number of times. He was an opening act for Joel Plaskett for a while. This summer and fall, he played in parts of Canada as well, which is why I sort of looked up him again, because he was playing not far from me. And alas, I didn't get there. But he also is another kind of cool thing. A few years back, there was a beer that he sort of developed with a brewery. It's called Believe, and it was a modern wheat beer. So not a lot of artists really have their own line of beer, I suppose. But maybe it's going to become big. He describes himself, I said his politics were slightly different than his family. He describes himself as a classical liberal in the original sense of the word. So really he's more like a modern libertarian, I suppose. He's a non-Marxist British left, very, very much interested in voluntarism. He's a patron of a number of groups like the Assisted Dying Campaign, Dignity in Dying in the UK, which is really a very important group in terms of the issues around euthanasia and dignity, as it says, in dying. He's a patron of Humanists UK. He was with the Humanist Association for many years. Used to be straight edge, but he's been vegetarian for a decade or so. He's been a teetotaler for half a decade or so. So he's quite an interesting fellow in terms of his lifestyle and his politics. So I'll play two tracks from his most recent CD. This is a CD called Be More Kind. And I'll play the title track, Be More Kind. And it's about, sometimes when you get overwhelmed with the fact that there's so many things to do in the world and so many agendas to work on, you don't know how do I wake up tomorrow morning and actually move the world towards some sort of sustainable development goals of the UN or whatever. And one of them that you can do is just simply be more kind. You create a different atmosphere, a different aura around yourself, among the people who you're with, and then that spreads out. And so that's kind of the philosophy of this. It's called Be More Kind. He's got a bunch of other tracks on the CD. One's called Make America Great Again, which, of course, refers to something we all know. But just as an aside, that was a term that was used by Bill Clinton in his campaign many, many years before it was picked up by another person who ended up becoming president for some odd reason. We'll hear Be More Kind, and we'll also hear something called 21st Century Survival Blues. So this is from Frank Turner. Lots of comparisons are made between him and he's like a Pete Morton or Billy Bragg and so on, but he certainly stands on his own. And it's I've really been digging. I don't know, is that people use that term anymore? I've been enjoying listening to what to me is a new artist from the UK with a very strong tradition behind him. This is Frank Turner, and starts off with something called Be More Kind.
History's been leaning on me lately. I can feel the future breathing down my neck. And all the things I thought were true when I was young and you were too turned out to be broken, and I don't know what comes next. In a world that has decided that it's going to lose its mind, be more kind, my friends, try to be more kind. Started raising walls around the world now, like hackles raised upon a cornered cat. On the borders in our heads, between the things that can and can't be said, we stop talking to each other. There's something wrong with that. So before you go out searching, don't decide what you will find. Be more kind, my friends, try to be more kind. You should know you're not alone. Trouble. How dry line stands is hard to say. If the current drags us by the shore, we can no longer say for sure who's drowning or if they can be saved. But when you're out there floundering like a lighthouse, I will shine. Be more kind, my friend. Try to be more kind. Like a beacon reaching out to you and yours, for me and mine. Be more kind, my friend. Try to be more kind. In a world that has decided that it's going to lose its mind, be more kind, my friend. Try to be more kind.
It's cold.
That's Frank Turner from a two-play list there. We have played a couple of tracks from Frank. That was Be More Kind. And 21st Century Survival Blues. And I already mentioned that the connection with Billy Bragg, for example. But one of the other things that sort of struck me is that sometimes Billy Bragg also, he would do songs about, sort of basically in the midst of political turmoil, songs about love, about interpersonal relationships. And that's what struck me about Frank Turner as well, and that last one, 21st Century Survival Blues, where he's talking about, you know, I've got the 21st Century Survival Blues, but to tell you the truth, I just need you. And, you know, what's the point of surviving if you're surviving alone? Anyway, Frank Turner, and if you're interested at all, check out his latest CD called Be More Kind and follow his advice. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 58. I'm Ivan Emke, and you could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, my old hunting grounds there, or where I used to spend a lot of time, across the road from the, what was the, sort of the car crash site or whatever. But anyway, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, and glad you could join us, and always glad to be on Bay of Islands Radio. Next up we have The Men of Steel, and this is not the movie Men of Steel, and it's not a bunch of people who are weightlifters or whatever. These are four guitar players who play steel string guitar and play it, of course, very well. So Don Ross, he's from Canada. I've played him before. Tony McManus from Scotland. I think he's been on the show. Beppe Gambetta, who is from he's from Italy, largely, or the Mediterranean. And Dan Crary, who's from the U.S., and they've all been forces to be reckoned with as soloists, but they came together and formed a quartet called Men of Steel. And their music is a little bit diverse, sort of like their cultures. And in a way, they're the new acoustic version of a group that was with a jazz group that was called the Great Guitars. It was just a bunch of guitar players who were in jazz and who were sort of sharing off soloing and stuff. And the format of this is a CD called The Art of the Steel String Guitar. And it was recorded live. And it shifts from piece to piece, and there's some solo performances and duets and some foursomes and so on. So we're going to play a track from that called O'Carolan's Quarrel with the Landlady. And O'Carolan, Turlough O'Carolan, was a harp player and a composer of many beautiful, beautiful Irish tunes back in the day. And he would stay sometimes with people and then write them a tune in response to that. I've tried that myself, you know, saying, okay, if I can stay at your place for a week, I'll write you a tune. But it really hasn't worked so far. But I guess I just don't have the skill of Turlough O'Carolan for sure. But this is a track called O'Carolan's Quarrel with His Landlady. And I'm really not sure what the quarrel was about. But in the end, she got a tune written in her honor. This is Men of Steel, led by Don Ross in this case. Sending it out to all those landladies out there who have quarrelsome tenants. Thank you. That was Men of Steel. Lead guitarist there was Don Ross. Something called O'Carlin's Quarrel with the Landlady. And as quarrels go, that was a pretty nice quarrel, I suppose. That's from a CD called The Art of the Steel String Guitar. Next up, we have a band from Winkler, Manitoba. I don't know if I've ever played anything from Winkler, Manitoba before. Nothing, not that I have anything against Winkler, Manitoba. I've actually been there. The Wants, but it's maybe not a place where a lot of bands come from that end up on my shelf, but this is a band from there called the Dry River Boys. A banjo, mandolin, acoustic bass, and guitar, and lots of vocals, tight vocal harmonies. And they've been together with a few personnel changes since, late last century sometime. They've been together for quite a while. They have quite a few CDs out. And they have sort of two different trends of music. They do a fair bit of gospel bluegrass kind of music, but they also do secular bluegrass music as well. And so the track that I'm going to play from their CD called Just Another Day is one of the latter. So they do, they're at home in sort of straight bluegrass music, but they also do some gospel stuff as well. I don't know a lot about them, but maybe you do, and so you can just tell me, and you can always get in touch with me if you email ivan@boir.ca, Bay of Islands Radio, ivan@boir.ca. And nevertheless, here is the Dry River Boys, and this is something called This World Can't, no, sorry, No One to Love Me Now, that's the one. Ending there, great bluegrass classic ending. That is the Dry River Boys, something called No One to Love Me Now. It seems like I've been playing music from this road trip mix that I've been on lately, and I must say there's a fair bit of sort of bluegrass influence on this road trip. I think it was sort of an antidote to the 10 days on the road in Western Newfoundland, and 9 of the 10 days involved snow. And this is like in the middle, late November. It was amazing. It was, wonderful. Anyways, that was the Dry River Boys. Next up, we have Tony Allen. And he was a member, said, the bluegrass is kind of a theme here. He was a member of Toronto's bluegrass stalwarts called the Backstabbers. And he's earned a reputation of one of Canada's best fiddlers. Put together a CD a few years back called Steam. and it was a labor of love. It was for songs drawn entirely from obscure early 20th century southern sources from the U.S. mostly. A kind of a treasure trove for old-time music fans, and he had accompaniment Chris Cool on banjo and Christine Smith on vocals and the bass, Sam Petit, I believe it was. But there weren't any modern touches. It was just sort of a basic CD, and this track I'm going to play is one of the more mournful ones on the CD. And it's one of those CDs that, and maybe you had this experience, you listen to it once or twice, and then it just really starts to grow on you. And this is an example. So if you go on a road trip with this Tony Allen CD called Steam, it will certainly grow, and it'll become one of the things that you reach for in the car when you're trying to decide, oh my gosh, there's no radio here that's worth listening to. Let me find a CD. The track here is called This World Can't Stand Long, and this is Tony Allen. And that is indeed Tony Allen. That's something called This World Can't Stand Too Long. And, I let him keep going. That's sort of a somber mood in that, or a mournful mood. And the CD is called Steam. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond with all of the various technical glitches that I put in especially for you, just because then you feel like it's really community radio. You could be listening on CHMR, which is Mun Radio in St. John's, Newfoundland, 93.5 FM. So glad to be on Mun Radio. That's great. And welcome to everybody who's joining us from throughout the region there. Next up, we have a band that's called, it's basically a duo, Harry Manx and Kevin Briett. And Harry Manx was born in the Isle of Man, thus his last name there. Those of you who have sort of read ahead already know that. But he was raised in Canada, spent a lot of years in Europe and Japan and Brazil and India and so on, where he learned the mohanvina, which is a stringed instrument. I think it has 20 strings, something like that. He's considered an essential link between the music of the East and West, and he creates these musical short stories that kind of bring together the tradition of the blues along with classical Indian ragas. Kevin Briett is a longtime part of the international music scene. He's worked on recordings that have won, I think, somewhere around 12 or 13 Grammy Awards, with artists like Norah Jones and Cassandra Wilson and so on. He's based in Toronto. He's recorded with more than 100 artists, and even people like Lou Reed and Katie Lang and Amos Lee and Roseanne Cash and so on. He's a member of a couple of other groups, Super Generous and Folk Alarm, And I think Sisters Euclid, which I think I played some of theirs. They did a CD of all Neil Young songs, instrumental versions, which was very interesting. But a CD by Harry Mangs and Kevin Briet is always full of eclectic musical delights. And so this CD is called In Good We Trust. And both the guitarists are renowned for their complementary slide styles. And so we hear that in this track as well. So from that CD, I'm going to play a track that you will probably recognize at some point. I've mentioned this person before in the show, but I won't tell you what the name of the track is, but just to give you a chance to exercise your gray cells. This is Harry Manx and Kevin Briet. What Bruce Springsteen had in mind when he first wrote that song, I'm on Fire, but that's certainly the version that we heard there from Harry Mangs and Kevin Briet, and it's a wonderful version that sort of melds, as I said earlier, melds the Eastern and Western traditions together. Next up we have, there's two more tracks yet to go in this show, Ken Whiteley, and he's a Canadian roots music legend. He's done jug band and folk and swing, blues, gospel, children's music, lots of awards. You know, at this stage of his career, he's got lifetime achievement awards, even though his life isn't over yet. He does a lot of great live performance as well. He's really wonderful. If you ever have a chance to see him live, it's great. He's sort of a cross between Pete Seeger and Tony Bennett and so on. He's produced over 140 recordings, and through those recordings he's got Canadian gold and platinum records, American gold records, Junos, over 20 of them from those records. Grammy nominations, sold over 8 million copies. He began performing as a teenager. I think it was back in the 1960s with his brother Chris and friend Tom Evans. They were the original Sloth Band, and they toured all over, made a couple of albums. And I'm talking about albums like the wax, the black things, you know, that you used to have and carry with you wherever you moved, and you know, in milk crate cartons, and they weighed so heavily. But they also appeared on the Saturday Night Live with Leon Redbone. As the original Sloth Band, and he collaborated also with some old friends, Mo Scarlett and Jackie Washington, and they have a number of recordings out, which is wonderful. But anyways, he's worked with a couple of bands recently, the Freedom Blues Band and Ken Whiteley and the Beulah Band. I saw them a couple of years ago at a folk festival, and if he's playing in your village, just go and see him. Don't question it. This is a track from his CD called One World Dance, and it's called That's All Right. That's All Right. Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. You've got the key to the kingdom. That's all right. That's all right.
Better be careful how you walk on that cross. Your foot might slip. Your soul be lost, but you've got the key to the kingdom.
That's all right. 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 You've got the key to the kingdom. That's all right. That's all right.
Paul and Silas, bound in jail, didn't have no one to go their bail. But they had the key to the kingdom.
That's all right. 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 Key to the kingdom, that's all right, that's all right.
Are lined with gold. You've got the key to the kingdom.
And that's all right. That's all right.
And one of these days, I'm gonna be there, seeing those wheels turning up in the air. You've got the key to the kingdom.
And that's all right. 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 That's all right.
As you can tell there, that's very inspirational to hear Ken Whiteley. If you ever have a chance, check him out at the various festivals around the country. That's something called That's All Right from his CD called One World Dance. We've come to the end of the show, and I want to say a big welcome to our friends here at Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM, Bell Island, Newfoundland, throughout Conception Bay, south in Newfoundland, Labrador. Still some more bluegrass to go through. You know, this is the Foggy Hogtown Boys. I've played them before. They've been delivering the goods to bluegrass fans across Canada for quite a while. They started out as a weekly bar gig, and they've ended up, recording a whole pile of CDs. Including this one, which is called Pigtown Fling, which is just a number of instrumentals that they were doing, and it's subtitled 10 Brand New Bluegrass Instrumentals. This is something called the Stomp of Approval. Not the stamp, the Stomp of Approval. Thanks for joining me. Very kind. And I hope you enjoyed some of these tracks on my road trip mix. Next week it'll be something entirely different, I promise. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ivan Imke. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. Do take care.